We continue our reading of the Passion narrative at the Praetorium. When they had bound Jesus, they led him from Caiaphas to the Hall of Judgment and handed him over to Pontius Pilate, the governor. It was early in the morning. They themselves did not go into the judgment hall so that they might not be defiled, but might eat the Passover.
Pilate then went out to them and said, "What charge do you bring against this man?" They answered and said to him, "If he were not a criminal, we would not have handed him over to you." Then Pilate said to them, "Take him then and judge him according to your law." The Jews said to him, "It is not lawful for us to put any man to death." So the word of Jesus was fulfilled, signifying by what death he should die.
The charges brought against him were, "We found this man perverting the nation, forbidding us to pay taxes to Caesar, and saying that he himself is the Christ, a king."
Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered him, "Do you say this for yourself, or did others say it to you about me?" Pilate answered, "Do you take me for a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?"
Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would have fought that I should not be given over to the Jews. But now my kingdom is from another place." Pilate therefore said to him, "You are a king then." Jesus answered, "You rightly say that I am a king. I was born and I came into the world that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" After he had said this, he went out again to the Jews and said to them, "I find no fault in this man."
The chief priest kept laying one charge after another against him, but he answered them not a word. Pilate questioned him again, saying, "Do you answer nothing? See how many charges they are bringing against you." Jesus answered him not a word. Pilate was utterly amazed. He said to the chief priests and the crowd, "I find no case against him."
They pressed their charges more vehemently. "He stirs up the people, teaching throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee to this place." When Pilate heard of Galilee, he asked whether the man was a Galilean. When he learned that he belonged in Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him on to Herod, who was also in Jerusalem for those days.
When Herod saw Jesus, he was delighted, for he had long wished to see him because of what he had heard about him, and he hoped to see him do a miracle. He questioned Jesus repeatedly, but he gave him no answer. The chief priest and the scribe stood there and vehemently accused him. Herod and his soldiers mocked him. They put a splendid robe on him and sent him back to Pilate. Herod and Pilate became friends with each other that same day. Before this, they had been enemies.
Pilate then called together the chief priests and the rulers of the people and said to them, "You have brought me this man as one subverting the people. See now, I have examined him before you and have found nothing in this man guilty of any of your charges against him. And neither did Herod, for he sent him back to us. Note this, he has done nothing worthy of death. I will have him punished and release him."
Now at the feast, it was the governor's custom to release to the crowd any one prisoner whom they asked for. They had then a notorious prisoner named Barabbas. He was in prison with the rebels who had committed murder during the uprising in the city. Pilate knew that it was out of malice that the chief priest handed Jesus over. Therefore, he said to them, "Do you want me to release for you Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?"
The chief priests and elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and to destroy Jesus. Pilate asked them again, "Which of the two do you want me to release for you?" And they cried out all together, saying, "Away with this man, release Barabbas."
While Pilate was sitting in the judgment seat, his wife sent him a message. "Do not have anything to do with that man. I have suffered much over him today in a dream."
Again, Pilate addressed them, for he wished to release Jesus. He said to them, "What shall I do then with Jesus who is called Christ? What shall I do with him whom you call the King of the Jews?" They all cried out, "Crucify him." Pilate said to them, "Why? What evil has he done? I have found no guilt worthy of death in him. I will therefore punish him and let him go." They cried out all the louder, "Crucify him! Crucify him!"
Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. The soldiers of the governor led him away into the praetorium. They gathered the whole band of soldiers around him. They stripped him and put on him a purple robe. When they had woven a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his right hand. And they knelt before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." They spat on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. They knelt down and paid homage to him.
Pilate went out again and said to them, "See, I brought him out to you that you may know that I find him not guilty." So Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. Pilate said to them, "Behold, the man."
When the chief priests and the officers saw him, they cried out, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and crucify him, for I do not find him guilty." Then the Jews answered him, "We have a law, and by that law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God."
When Pilate heard this, he was more afraid and went again into the judgment hall and said to Jesus, "Where are you from?" Jesus gave him no answer. Then Pilate said to him, "Do you refuse to answer me? Do you not know that I have the power to crucify you and the power to release you?" Jesus answered, "You would not have any power at all over me unless it had been given to you from above. For that reason, he who handed me over to you has the greater sin."
This prompted Pilate to continue trying to release him, but the Jews cried out, "If you let this man go, you are no friend of Caesar. Everyone who makes himself a king sets himself against Caesar." When Pilate heard these words, he brought Jesus out and sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement, or in Hebrew, Gabbatha. It was the preparation of the Passover, about the sixth hour. He said to the Jews, "Behold your king." They cried out, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priest answered, "We have no king but Caesar."
When Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere, but rather that a riot was underway, he took water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, "I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves." Then all the people responded, "His blood be on us and on our children."
Then Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, gave sentence that it should be as they demanded. He released Barabbas to them, the one for whom they asked, the man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder. He had Jesus flogged and then gave him over to their will to be crucified. The soldiers mocked him, stripped him of the purple robe, and put his own clothes on him, and led him out to crucify him. Here ends this week's reading from the Passion Narrative.